Well, it's time now to chat with the head coach of the Hiawatha Redhawks here on KNZA as head coach Wyatt Giroux. The Redhawks coming off a tough loss at home to the Holton Wildcats. Coach, you know, you went into that game trying to prove something. You know, it's been a long time since Hiawatha's knocked off Holton, and really the game started off very well. You guys came out with a ton of energy. There was a great crowd on hand, and really, you know, you guys really jumped out quickly. Tell us a little bit about that game. What are some of the good things you saw out of that game?
I mean, we started fast. Our defense got a stop, and they went for it on fourth down. We stopped, and then we turned around, drove down, and scored. We executed really well, and that was something that was new to us, doing it against a good team like Holton. But I think we kind of got complacent because we didn't really know what to do when we got up on a good team. And then, you know, we gave up that long touchdown, and then we had a couple of mistakes before half, and, we were down 21-7. And then after halftime, we moved the ball a little bit, got stopped a couple times. But we did some good stuff and, found ourselves down 28-7, but then we got it figured out, and that was my message at halftime. Mm-hmm. I said, look, you guys proved you guys can hang with a very good team, and you guys took the lead, but then you guys didn't keep it on them. And then at halftime I said, well, now you've never came back against a good team. So, and they had a lot of fight, and they did that. And, I mean, if we don't throw a pick on the goal line, I think it's, the score looks a lot better, and, mm-hmm. and, you know, who knows if we get the onside with three timeouts, and there's just a lot of what ifs, but I was happy for 2.5 quarters. I mean, we need to play 4 quarters against a good team like Holton, but we played a good 2.5 quarters, just not enough to beat them.
Holton's been running the same wishbone offense for about, it seems like, 3 decades now, and they, again, did that again, and you saw that with, I think they had over 500 yards rushing, but again, that was a couple of very big, long runs, and a lot of that, too, also coming, you know, just because there were some long drives. But it was kind of a bend but don't break in a few situations on defense. Again, there's a lot of yards, but again, the guys, you know, I would say, you know, watching Hiawatha in the past, you know, they get down that even 14-7 at one point, and you mentioned it in the past, you know, maybe the team kind of says, well, it's Holton, we're going to be done. But they came back, like you said, they fought hard, and there at one point were looking to bring it to within one score. So you had to have liked the fight in the team and not given up.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Our defense did bend a lot, but, I mean, we did get a fumble. We stopped them on fourth down. I mean, it's definitely something that we have written down for next year. Tackling, fitting ISO, fitting power, you know, and kudos to them running the same offense. And it's like, are you going to tell your kids and your kids, are they going to stop ISO and power for 4 quarters? And it's like, I mean, not a lot of kids want to do that, but if you want to win the football game, you got to. So I thought at times we did a good job. I mean, we did a good job, but, you know, we missed a lot of tackles and the yardage, like you just said. But, yeah, the getting down part, I mean, we've been saying that a lot all year. Other than one game, the Sabetha game, this game really showed that we can come back, and we're still in it. And it wasn't a 35-14 game, so.
Right.
But it is what it is.
Yeah, very much so. And again, yeah, the score 35-14, but again, with just even 5 minutes left in that game, you're within 2 scores looking to make it 1. And unfortunately, Holton able to pick up that last score. And again, with districts and how the playoffs work, they were looking for that little positioning as far as rankings go with how the bracket's seated this year. We're going to talk to head coach Giroux about the matchup coming up here in the final week of the regular season as they travel to Perry to take on the Cos. Talking with head coach Wyatt Giroux of the Hiawatha Redhawks, and coach, you know, we are headed on the road here for the last home game, and with the way things work, a couple things. First off, with the win over Jeff West this year, you guys are into the postseason. So you have a game that means something in the final game of the year. But this game, I mean, you look at the season, and it really doesn't get much bigger than this for the guys, because, you know, there is, although, you know, you're looking at third and fourth place, that difference between playing a team between 13 and 16 or 9 and 12, that's a big deal heading into this last week of the regular season.
Oh, yeah. Really, point that we're telling the kids since Monday. The game means a lot, not only to them, but to the town and our progress all year.
Yeah, this could be a huge statement game of, you know, hey, we've unfortunately lost some games that we felt like we should have won or could have won, and feel like there's a couple of spots where we've done really, really well this year. And, you know, to go out at Perry and to show a team, again, a talented team that's had kind of some similar results here this year. They also lost to Holton similarly, again, in a game that probably wasn't quite indicative of the score. They also lost to Hayden similarly last week by a score of 50-15. They lost to Royal Valley by just 4 points. They also have a loss to Sabetha, or actually, no, I take that back. They actually knocked off Sabetha here earlier this year. That's about the only difference, though. So, you know, Perry LeCompton, Hiawatha, you look at the score, it's pretty comparable. So on the road would be a huge win. What are you seeing out of Perry LeCompton on tape that you guys are going to have to really focus on here this week?
I mean, they're like every other team in our district, well-coached, and they figure out what works. And, I mean, we're going to have to, you know, collide their poolers and fit hard and stop their run game, because if we can do that, then that should help with the pass game. And their coach does a good job of figuring out what's working for them on Friday night, and they really attack your defense. Our offense, I mean, we just got to be prepared, which we are, for multiple fronts, and then block it how we would based on our offense and execute. I mean, that's the biggest thing, execute.
Let me ask you this going into this week then. That was the other thing. Against Holton, you know, you pretty much had everybody available for really the first time this season. You guys looking pretty healthy going into this final week of the regular season? You guys have the same group of folks able to go?
Yeah, yep. Everyone's healthy, and everyone is anxious to leave it all out on the field. I mean, we've been telling them, you know, you should be so exhausted after the game that you know, you're leaning on a buddy to get carried off the field, because you gave max effort and you emptied the tank. And we said that for our senior night last week, and we need to do it again this Friday night, because this game is huge.
Yeah, very good. Well, we want to encourage all those Hiawatha fans to make the trip down to Perry LeCompton and show up in force there to support the Hawks. As again, they are on the Hiawatha Channel, as always, here this Friday night. We'll have coverage on the MSC Sports Radio Network starting at 6:45 with pregame, and then kickoff at 7 o'clock. Coach, it's been a pleasure as always. Good luck this Friday night.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Again, talking with Coach Wyatt Giroux of the head Hiawatha Red Hawks, the Hiawatha Coaches Show, brought to you here on KNZA by Citizen State Bank, Hiawatha Implement, and by Carl's Body Shop.